Good morning, everyone. Welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are currently learning Perek Mem, Chapter 40, and this is Part 3 and likely the last section for this chapter for Perek Mem. Again, dedicating our learning to the safety and security of Am Yisrael and Medinat Yisrael, our dear and brave soldiers, and of course, Rachamim for the hostages, we should hopefully hear the Surah of Tovos. Again, relevant very much this perek to the current Masav, and focusing this week, like last week, on the commentary of the Malbim, because he has such deep thoughts, not that he needs my approbation or commendation, but he really hits it home in terms of the feelings of the chapter. Just to remind ourselves, David HaMelech here is speaking about his Hakaras HaTov, recognizing all the salvation that Hashem has delivered for him, and the amazing miracle that he's experienced, and how he's sharing that with the world, and how his personal experiences really are the reflection of the total experience of Klal Yisrael. So let's discuss some of the psukim today, and towards the end of Perek Mem. Start with Pasuk Yud Aleph. Tidkascha lo kisisi b'soch libi. I haven't covered your righteousness in my heart, and munascha shuascha amarti. I've spoken about my faith in you and your salvation. Amarti lo chaldi chasicha ba'mitcha lekahal rav. I haven't withheld speaking about your great chesed, your great kindness, and the truth to the masses. Pasuk Gibbez, ata Hashem lo sichla rachamecha memeni. You haven't ever ceased in your mercy for me. Chasicha ba'mitcha tamid yitzruni. And your kindness and your truth completely always, not just sometimes, always envelops me. What's the point of these psukim? So the Malbim here says the following. He says that some people believe that they speak about God's greatness and Hashem's teshua and his rachamim. Why? Because they want to seem like a knacker in emuna. Look how much I believe. Look how much I'm speaking about God's wonder, God's greatness. David HaMelech says, that's not why I do it. He says, Masha amarti shuratcha bazeh amarti en munascha, aideish yishmu eich ata moshiach chusim, bazeh yaminu b'cha v'yakiru sh'ata mashkiach asid kasi. I've done it because I want people to hear about it. Nothing to do with me. People shouldn't comment, oh, he's such a believer. What an amazing Baal Amunah. No, not about me. Ein kavanasi lehispa'er. I'm not looking to glorify myself, Ella Becha. I'm looking to glorify you when I speak about it. It's a good perspective in terms of when things that are great happen to us, and we speak out the praises of Hashem for his miraculous salvation and just helping us through challenging times. The kavana should be not to, you know, express our own feelings, but it's really to bring other people to Emuna and to give them a sense of God's amazing hand in giving us the needs that we so daven for. And the next pasuk really hammers at home the idea that it's not just in times of tsar, but chasicha v'amitcha tamid yitzruni. We see that pasuk during Tachanun and other spaces during our tshilot. It's important to point out that David HaMelech says, arachanim amar lo tichla rachamecha meni, haynu be'ez tsara, shani tzarich l'rachamim. Aval chasicha v'amitcha, your chesed for me is not only a time of distress. We don't only call out to Hashem when we need him, when we have something going on that we need a salvation, but it's consistent. It's always there, and I want to point that out. People shouldn't think that I'm only praising you when I needed something and you gave me a great deliverance. It's consistent. It's always. It's daily. It's weekly. It's monthly. It's part of who I am, who I express that I want to be. And that's the key point in terms of davening. And when we do praise Hashem, the Malbim says, for Hashem's miracle, we should realize and make people realize that there are not just great miracles and salvations on the bigger scale, but even daily ones. We consistently feel we're enveloped, as he says, by Hashem's presence, by Hashem's constant guiding hand in our lives. And we express that in Hakaras HaTov for the things that he does for us. The last pasuk I want to discuss in the Malbim here really puts this all into perspective. Pasuk Yud Zayin. And I recommend always seeing the pasuk and the mefarshim inside. Yasisu v'yisnechu b'cha kol mevachshecha. Yomru samed yigdal Hashem ohavai shuasecha. That they'll rejoice and regale in you, all those who seek you out, and they'll always, Tamid, raise your name up for your salvation. What does it mean, kol mevak shecha, those who seek you out? So this is, to me, a really, really important point in terms of our emuna and what the purpose of our tchilos and thanks to Hashem really is all about. Yesh hevdel, the Malbim says, there is an important difference. Behemavakish l'Hashem, mevakish tachas asir, one who seeks Hashem and requests things from Hashem versus somebody who seeks something else, a different purpose, not from God. Hamavakish tachas acher lo yismach adi hamakasha. Rachim bikesh umatzah tadavar asher bikesh. When I want something, if I'm searching for, coming up on Hanukkah, I'm searching for a gift for Hanukkah, it's not going to satisfy me. I should hopefully request it. When I get the response, whether it's online, whether in the store, oh, sorry, sir, we don't have it anymore, or that product is not available in what you need, the color, the size, whatever it is, just having in mind the Hanukkah gifts coming up. So the Malbim says, no one's going to say, oh, I'm happy at least I got a chance to ask. I put in the request. I made the order. I went to the store. I wasted my time. That's so frustrating. I have to go look for something else. In other words, the bakasha and most things in life, I wanted something. I wanted to get tickets to a certain event, and it didn't work out. You know what? I'm happy I had the experience that I asked for the tickets. You don't grow from that. No one feels that way. It's frustrating. You wanted something. You requested it. It didn't happen. That's frustrating. Malbim says, not so when it comes to the vaction of Hashem. Those who really believe in you will rejoice just that they had to ask the question, they had the request. In other words, the request itself is exactly what we need. Why is that? I didn't get what I wanted. Hashem didn't grant me my wish. My tefillah was not, given the proper response that I wanted. So why is that? Why? Because because our goal is not for ourselves to be satisfied what we got from Hashem. It's to increase Hashem's name in the world and give His name glory. And I would add, the Malbim is saying, to develop a kesher, a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's all about. So whether or not I got what I asked for, whether or not it happened, doesn't matter, because just the request, whether people saw me requesting it, or whether they saw me davening for something with great hislavos, great energy, great focus, and a sense of purpose. After it's all said and done, after it's clear whether I got what I wanted or not, I now have a better kesher with Hashem through my tefillos, through the request, and I've also sanctified His name even more. So I got something out of it no matter what. And so says the Malbim, the pasuk's really telling us that, yeah, kol mevak shecha. What does it mean? All those who seek your name are in fact going to rejoice with you. Not all those who get what they want. All those who seek your name will be satisfied just with the knowledge that they developed a kesher with you and that they were able to sanctify your name through the request. And that's a very important distinction. This is not a tachlis-oriented relationship with Hashem. It is very much driven by our want for connection, our want to sanctify His name. And so whether it gets the result we wanted or not, just the mevak shecha, just those who ask things of you, feel already elevated by just the opportunity to do so, the privilege to do so, to connect with Hashem, that itself is a gift. Mm-hmm. And that's something we rejoice in and that we feel very, very uplifted by. Mm-hmm. That's the thoughts for today from the Malbim. And as I said, as we continue to daven for the safety and security and the well-being of our soldiers and hostages, you know, we want the results that we're hoping for. But there's something valuable about just the tefillos themselves. And they're all, as I always point out, my students for many years, they're collected in some big treasure chest. And Amir Hashem, Hashem will use them to be able to give that lift, give that salvation to Kol Yisrael, as the Rav Malach expresses here. So we hope and pray that our tefillos should be accepted for safety and security and peace for our people, for our land, and God willing, hopefully here b'serva tovos. Wishing you all a wonderful and meaningful day, and Amir Hashem will continue with Perek Mem Aleph, Chapter 41, next week.